Study Article 38. This article will be studied during the week of November 24th through 30th. Show respect for others. Theme text: To be respected is better than silver and gold. Proverbs 22:1. Song 120. Imitate Christ's mildness. Focus: Learn why we need to show respect for others and how we can do so under difficult circumstances.
Paragraph 1. Question: Why do humans appreciate being shown respect?
Do you appreciate it when people show you respect? No doubt you do. Respect is a basic human need. We thrive when we receive it. No wonder the Bible says that to be respected is better than silver and gold.
Proverbs 22:1 reads,
A good name is to be chosen rather than great wealth. To be respected is better than silver and gold.
Paragraphs 2 and 3. Question: What are some situations in which we ought to show respect for others?
We may not always find it easy to show respect for others. For one thing, we cannot help but see the flaws of those around us. Also, we live at a time when it is common for people to be disrespectful. But we must be different. Why? Because Jehovah wants us to honor or show respect for men of all sorts. 1 Peter 2:17. We can benefit from discussing what it means to respect others and how we can show it to 1. Family members, 2. Fellow worshipers, and 3. Those outside the congregation. We will focus on how we can show respect under difficult circumstances. What does it mean to respect others?
Paragraph 4. Question: What does it mean to respect others?
How would you define respect? In some languages, the words respect and honor are related. How? Respect refers primarily to how we view a person. When we respect others, we view them as worthy of our attention and consideration, perhaps because of their qualities, their achievements, or their position. Honor, though, refers to how we treat a person. When we honor others, we treat them in ways that make them feel valued, appreciated, and dignified. Of course, for honor to be genuine, it must come from the heart. Matthew 15:8.
Paragraph 5. Question: What can help us to show respect for others?
Jehovah wants us to show respect for others. In fact, He requires it in connection with the superior authorities. Romans 13:1 and 7. But some may say, I am happy to show people respect as long as they have earned it. Is that reasoning sound? As servants of Jehovah, we realize that any respect we have for humans is not based solely on their actions. It is based on something deeper, our love for Jehovah and our desire to please Him.
Paragraph 6. Question: Is it possible to show respect for someone who does not respect you? Explain.
Some may wonder, is it really possible to show respect for someone who does not treat you with respect? Yes. Consider some examples. King Saul humiliated his son Jonathan in front of others. Still, Jonathan respectfully supported his father in battle until the day Saul died. High Priest Eli accused Hannah of being drunk. Nonetheless, Hannah spoke respectfully to Eli, even though his failures both as a father and as a high priest were widely known in Israel. And men of Athens insulted the Apostle Paul, calling him a chatterer. Despite this, Paul spoke respectfully to them. It should be evident that deep love for Jehovah and a healthy fear of displeasing Him can move us to show respect for others not only when it is easy, but also when it is difficult. Let us discuss who deserves our respect and why.
The cover picture for paragraph 6 shows Jonathan, Saul, and Israelite soldiers fighting with their swords, spears, and shields on a battlefield. The cover picture description and caption read, Though his father humiliated him, Jonathan continued to defend and support his father as king.
Show respect for family members.
Paragraph 7. Question. What may make it difficult for us to treat family members with respect?
The challenge. We spend a lot of time with our family. As a result, we know both their strengths and their weaknesses. Some may have an illness that makes it difficult for us to care for them, or they may suffer from excessive anxiety. Others may even speak and act in ways that hurt us. Instead of trying to make their home a place of rest and peace, some create turmoil by treating family members with a lack of respect. Consequently, there is no harmony. Like arthritis that prevents body parts from working together smoothly, disrespect keeps family members from working unitedly. But unlike arthritis, which we ourselves cannot completely remedy, we can stop disrespect from crippling our family relationships.
Paragraph 8. Question. Why is it important to show respect for family members?
Why show respect?
1 Timothy 5:4 reads,
"But if any widow has children or grandchildren, let these learn first to practice godly devotion in their own household and to repay their parents and grandparents what is due them, for this is acceptable in God's sight."
Verse 8 reads,
"Certainly, if anyone does not provide for those who are his own, and especially for those who are members of his household, he has disowned the faith and is worse than a person without faith."
In his first letter to Timothy, Paul discussed how family members should care for one another's needs. He explained that our primary motive for honoring those of our household in this way should be not out of mere duty, but out of godly devotion. This term refers to loyal worship and service to God. Jehovah established the family arrangement. So when we honor a family member, we actually honor Jehovah, the originator of the family. What a powerful reason to show respect for family members.
Paragraph 9. Question. How can a husband and a wife show respect for each other?
How to show respect. A husband who honors his wife shows both in private and in public that she is precious to him. He never strikes her, humiliates her, or makes her feel worthless. Ariel, who lives in Argentina, says, "Because of my wife's illness, she at times says things that hurt me. When this happens, I remind myself that her words do not reflect her true feelings. In tense moments, I recall 1 Corinthians 13:5, which motivates me to communicate in a respectful way rather than in a demeaning way. A wife honors her husband by speaking well of him to others. She avoids sarcasm, mocking, and name-calling. She realizes that such conduct is the rust that corrodes a marriage." A sister in Italy whose husband struggles with anxiety says, "At times, I feel that my husband's concerns are exaggerated. In the past, my words and facial expressions revealed a lack of respect for him. But I find that the more I associate with people who talk about others respectfully, the more I am moved to show respect for my husband."
The picture collage for paragraph 9 shows a married couple treating each other with respect. The husband speaks kindly to his wife as they prepare food in the kitchen. The wife praises her husband to their guests while he serves food to an older brother. The picture caption reads, "When we show respect for our family members, we honor our family head, Jehovah." Paragraph 10. Question. How can young people show that they respect their parents?
Young people, obey the family rules that your parents set for you. Speak respectfully to your parents. As they get older, your parents may need more of your attention. Do your best to care for them. Consider the example of Maria, whose father is not one of Jehovah's Witnesses. When her father fell ill, he made it difficult for Maria to care for him. She recalls, "I prayed not only to have respect for my father, but also to be able to show it. I reasoned that if Jehovah asks me to honor my parents, then logically, he can give me the strength to do so. In time, I came to realize that my father does not have to change his conduct in order for me to treat him with respect." When we honor our family members despite their failings, we prove that we respect Jehovah's arrangement. Show respect for fellow worshipers.
Paragraph 11. Question. Why may it be difficult to treat fellow worshipers with respect?
The challenge. Fellow believers live by Bible standards, yet, at times, some may treat us unkindly, judge us unfairly, or irritate us. If a fellow worshiper gives us a cause for complaint, we may struggle to continue treating him with respect. Colossians 3:13. What can help us to cope?
Paragraph 12. Question. Why is it important to show respect for fellow believers?
Why show respect?
2 Peter 2:9 through 12 reads,
So then, Jehovah knows how to rescue people of godly devotion out of trial, but to reserve unrighteous people to be destroyed on the day of judgment, especially those who seek to defile the flesh of others and who despise authority. Daring and self-willed, they are not afraid to speak abusively of glorious ones, whereas angels, although they are greater in strength and power, do not bring against them an accusation in abusive terms out of respect for Jehovah. But these men, like unreasoning animals that act on instinct and are born to be caught and destroyed, speak abusively about things of which they are ignorant. They will suffer destruction brought on by their own destructive course.
In his second inspired letter, Peter mentioned that some in the first century Christian congregation were speaking disrespectfully about glorious ones, that is, Christian elders. How did the faithful angels who saw what was happening react? Out of respect for Jehovah, they did not utter a single abusive word against the wrongdoers. Imagine that. The perfect angels refused to speak harshly about those arrogant men. Instead, they left it to Jehovah to judge and rebuke them. We can take a lesson from the angels. If we should not treat opposers with disrespect, how much more so should we avoid treating fellow believers with disrespect? On the contrary, we should take the lead in honoring them. Romans 12:10. Doing so shows that we respect Jehovah.
Paragraphs 13 and 14. Question. How can we show respect for those in the congregation? Give examples.
How to show respect. Elders, endeavor to instruct others on the basis of love. If you need to counsel someone, do so kindly and not when you are frustrated. Sisters, you can do much to create and to protect the atmosphere of respect in the congregation by refusing to engage in negative gossip or slander. All of us can show that we respect congregation elders by cooperating with them and by expressing gratitude for the hard work they do to conduct meetings, to direct the preaching work, and to help those who have taken a false step. Galatians 6:1. A sister named Rocio found it difficult to respect an elder who gave her advice. I felt that he had been hard on me, she says. At home, I spoke negatively about him. Although I tried not to show it, inwardly I doubted his motives and dismissed his advice. What helped Rocio? She explains, In my Bible reading, I came across 1 Thessalonians 5:12 and 13. When I realized that I was not showing respect for this brother, my conscience began to bother me. I prayed to Jehovah and did research in our publications to find specific information that could help me adjust my attitude. I eventually realized that the problem was not the brother, but my pride. I now understand that there is a relationship between my humility and my ability to respect others. I still need to improve, but as I strive to show respect, I feel at peace with Jehovah.
The picture collage for paragraphs 13 and 14 shows an older sister reading her Bible and thinking about different ways that the elders work hard. An elder gives a talk at a congregation meeting. He assists a brother in a wheelchair. He shovels snow outside the Kingdom Hall. The picture caption reads, All of us can show that we respect congregation elders by cooperating with them and expressing gratitude for the hard work they do.
Show respect for those outside the congregation.
Paragraph 15. Question. Why may we struggle to show respect for those who are not in the congregation?
The challenge. We often meet people in the ministry who appear to have no love for Bible truth. Some choose to remain ignorant because of their upbringing. We may have to contend with employers or school teachers who are hard to please and coworkers or schoolmates who are hard to deal with. Over time, our respect for such ones could decrease, and we may fail to treat them as we would like to be treated.
Paragraph 16. Question. Why is it important to show respect for those who are not yet serving Jehovah?
Why show respect? Remember that Jehovah pays attention to how we treat unbelievers. The Apostle Peter reminded Christians that their fine conduct might move some to glorify God. For that reason, he admonished them to make a defense of their faith with a mild temper and deep respect.
1 Peter 2:12 reads,
"Maintain your conduct fine among the nations, so that when they accuse you of being wrongdoers, they may be eyewitnesses of your fine works and, as a result, glorify God in the day of his inspection."
Chapter 3, verse 15 reads,
"But sanctify the Christ as Lord in your hearts, always ready to make a defense before everyone who demands of you a reason for the hope you have, but doing so with a mild temper and deep respect."
Whether standing trial for their faith or defending their beliefs while in conversation with a neighbor, Christians were to treat unbelievers just as they would if they were in the presence of God. After all, Jehovah is watching and listening to what we say and how we say it. What a powerful reason to treat those outside the congregation with respect.
Paragraph 17. Question. How can we show respect for those outside the congregation?
How to show respect. While in the ministry, we never want to give the impression that we look down on those who have little or no Bible knowledge. Instead, we want to consider others as both precious to God and superior to us. If someone insults you for your beliefs, resist the urge to retaliate, such as by using witty but sarcastic speech. If you do say something you regret, apologize immediately. How can you show respect for those at work? Be a conscientious worker and try to cultivate a good attitude toward those you work with and those you work for. When you are an honest, diligent, and whole-souled worker, you may or may not always please men, but you will definitely please God.
Paragraph 18. Question. Why is it worthwhile to cultivate and show respect for others?
What good reasons we have to cultivate and show respect for others. We have seen that when we show respect for our family, we honor our family head, Jehovah. Likewise, when we show respect for our spiritual brothers and sisters, we honor our Heavenly Father. And when we show respect for those outside the congregation, we create the best possible circumstances for them to glorify or honor our great God. Even if we never receive respect in return from some humans, it will be worthwhile to cultivate and show respect for them. Why? Because Jehovah will bless us. He promises, "Those honoring me, I will honor." 1 Samuel 2:30. How would you answer? How can we show respect for family members? How can we show respect for fellow worshipers? How can we show respect for those outside the congregation? Psalm 129. We will keep enduring. End of article.